Classic Rock Radio lives on Facebook at theradioantenna.com.
At the third stroke, it will be 7, 24, and 40 seconds. At the third stroke, it will be 7, 24, and 50.
Testing 1, 2. Isn't that the way they do it, folks? Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Hello and welcome to Newcastle FM, test broadcasting on 105.3. And I don't really know whether this is allowed under a test broadcast, but I'm going to do it anyway. And I'd like to welcome you all to the future in your radio. And I'd like to play the first piece of music on this radio station and dedicate it to my lovely wife Lisa and my daughters Jordana and Lauren. And to everybody else, we're away, folks. Here we go. First record, John Farnham, Australian Music. Hello everyone, this is Mike Webb, Chief Executive of Newcastle FM. It's a great pleasure to be able to say, finally, welcome to the future in your radio. Newcastle FM, NEW 105, Australia's newest commercial FM service and the first new radio station licensed to serve Newcastle since 1931, 58 years. Hunter Broadcasters were originally licensed to serve Maitland many years ago before Newcastle. It's been a long wait for shareholders of this company, shareholders who have fully supported this dream for over 6 years now. And I'd like to make special mention of the directors for their absolute support. Professor Beryl Nasher, thank you. Mr. John Lydiard, thank you. Mr. John Price, thank you. And Sir Ian Turbitt. And above all, a very special credit to my wife Lisa for all her support and understanding throughout what has been a very trying 7 years for this family. The Newcastle FM policy on support of local and other Australian artists is well documented, and I can assure you the staff and I will endeavour to give Newcastle and the Hunter region good reason to be proud of their first commercial FM service. Our official opening will take place as part of the Newcastle City Council City Centre celebrations called Sky Nova, to take place on the harbour foreshore on the evening of Saturday, May 6th. Keep it free. You'll hear more about it later. It'll be Newcastle's biggest ever fireworks, laser light show, and all simulcast on NEWFM. Apart from those that I've mentioned, especially my wife Lisa, there's one other person who deserves special thanks for his support and his valued advice over the years. The chairman of Newcastle FM, Mr. Bruce Steggles.
Thank you, Mike. Well, at last it has happened. After all these years, we now have a license to broadcast. And what an exciting time it is. Our staff, our board of directors and our shareholders are all here to celebrate this great occasion. And how about you listeners celebrating with us? Get out the champers, knock off a tinny and get ready to hear some great music from our hand-picked announcers. Before handing this mic back to the professionals, let me just pay a public tribute to the staff of Newcastle FM. 32 people who are dedicated to giving you the best radio service in this valley, including our engineering staff who have worked tirelessly to get us on air today, and a managing director whose enthusiasm and dedication will ensure you get nothing but the best. Thank you for listening to us. Stay with us, because as our advertising will say, you've never heard it so good.
You
You're listening to the radioantenna.com.